T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I am thrilled to speak to Carlos Santana. I've been listening forever and ever. So when I got the opportunity to talk to you, I was blown away. And I love what you're doing right now with the new Africa Speaks. It dropped on June 7th. And basically, can you please tell me how you connect on a spiritual, cellular level with this music? What does it speak to you?
Thank you for asking that. Here's my answer. This music that's coming from Africa, from the beginning to the middle to whenever, this music speaks about mystical medicine music that heals a twisted, crooked world infested with fear.
Oh my God, I just totally got that. That just hit me so hard. I thought it when I was listening, and I said, I'm going to ask him this question. I bet a lot of people aren't going to ask him this, but I got to ask this dude. I know you are a spiritual, not religious, not a preaching kind of a guy, but you're speaking through this to people, and it is crooked. It is twisted right now. It's a heavy, heavy atmosphere. Can you give people a little bit of a lift? What kind of healing do you think we need? How can we do something each and every day, Carlos?
Thank you for asking again. Everyone is and has light and divinity. And with that, you can create miracles, blessings, you can heal, and you can create, and you can do the impossible. But it's just like people used to say in the old days, have you hugged your kid today? Well, the question is, have you hugged your light today? Because the more you hug your light, you will not be thrown into a misery ditch feeling sad, lonely, hurt, or disappointed, or with guilt, shame, judgment, all the bad things that make people suicide or hurt another human being, those things are called darkness and fear. And with the music, again, from Africa, it has one word, joy. Joy is the real testament of light and love. And so with joy, we will conquer fear and division and separation and the hurtfulness that's happening in this nation. But we must promote that each person should stop, take a deep breath, and feel your light and your divinity.
Yes. I was just listening to something yesterday on a podcast saying universe means one song. Una, one, verse means song, one song. What is the song today that you want to give to the world, Carlos Santana?
I would say I Love Supreme and One Love, Bob Marley and John Coltrane. Those songs bring unity and harmony and it dismisses fear. Again, like when you see a shaggy dog shake off water, we need to shake off all the things that make you feel useless, hopeless, worthless, you know. And it's important that humans accept and own your own light and divinity.
Yeah, you got to also, like, look at your darkness, don't you? Because we all have it. Like we all need to stop acting like we're all light. We're not. But, you know, when we're broken, those are the places where light can get in, and then we can, like, share with others. Is there anything in your life that came through you? Because I do always connect to you on a spiritual level. I always have. And even though we've never talked before, and I'm wondering, like, where does that come from? It's so deep. Is there something in you that kind of cracked you open and you were able to love and give more and spread around light?
Grace. God's grace helps you see that darkness and illusion and separation and superiority, inferiority, and walls, all that is not real. The only thing that's real is love, you know? It's just that we spend so much time in the media promoting, constantly showing over and over. You know, it's like if your body is pure and clean, but you have a tiny little blemish, and that's all you show 24 hours in every channel, then after a while, you don't identify with everything else that's good in you. You only see the blemish, you know? But it's important that we turn off the TV and turn on your own light. You know, go inside your heart and listen to that voice that says to you, you're a precious child with innocence and purity, and you can create miracles, blessings, and do the impossible.
That's
at
right.
will.
Amen. Amen. I love it so much. Tell me a little bit about what's happening with this tour, and you're going to be with the Doobie Brothers?
Yes, it's a real joy to be sharing the stage with them. They're incredible. Like ourselves, they're veterans, and when they show up, they really bring it.
Yeah, they do. I saw them a couple of years ago with Chicago, and I was like, all right, these guys are still tearing it up. You guys are going to be August 21st in my area in Hartford. You know I'm going to be seeing you. Tell me about also the 50th anniversary of Woodstock.
Woodstock was about sharing, whether it was granola or a blanket, you know, or just a hug. And I think people are in a place where they see so much of the opposite on TV and everywhere else that I think people are predictably bored with darkness and separation and all of that. And they really are thirsty to come to a place where they can feel exalted, elevated, inspired, and healed.
Yeah. I want to spend the rest of my life just trying to show people that there's light in the world and that there is goodness in the world. And I talk about it each day on the radio, and I'm really trying to be careful without sounding like some kind of Pollyanna. You know, I'm not burying my head in the sand. I'm just trying to focus on what's good, because there's a whole hell of a lot of good out there. Am I right?
Kumbaya and Pollyanna kicks darkness's ass.
I love it. Okay, good. Good, because sometimes every once in a while somebody will be like, the positive train left an hour ago. What is up with you? You're always trying to spin things. Well, it's because I just feel a responsibility, because I've got this microphone and I feel like some people are listening and maybe I could change somebody's day. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not, you know, but I've got this thing and maybe I could make things better. You're always trying to do that. I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything you've done for all of us as listeners. We don't just connect like a fan club to you. I hope you understand that.
Oh, thank you. You know, if we go on like with the words of John Lee Hooker, it's in you and it's got to come out.
That's awesome.
Light. We're talking about light.
We're talking about light here, folks. Have an awesome tour. I'm going to be seeing you August 21st in little old Hartford right here in Connecticut. And thank you for spreading your love and your magic around. Carlos Santana.
Thank you so much. Stay precious and divine.
Thank you.